We present Doctor at Large. Adapted for radio by Ray Cooney from the original novel by Richard Gordon, it stars Richard Briers as Simon Sparrow and Jeffrey Sumner as Sir Lancelot Spratt, with guest star Fenella Fielding as Kitty. Episode 10, Dr. Sparrow of Harley Street.
Hello, Simon, old love.
Bertie, I see. It's a fabulous place Sir Lancelot has got, isn't it?
It's the most lucrative private practice in Harley Street.
You certainly landed on your feet here. Why on earth did you finally take on a layabout like you for an assistant?
Yes, I suppose it couldn't have been my medical prowess.
No.
No, you're right, actually. What's needed in Harley Street, old love, is charm, not talent. Charm and sex appeal. And that's what yours truly has got.
And modest with it. Anyway, what do you want to see me about?
Oh, I wondered if you'd got a job yet.
Well, nothing definite. I've applied to St. Thomas's for that junior consultancy, but I haven't heard.
So you could do with a fill-in, could you?
You bet. My landlady is getting very unreasonable about the rent.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. How much do you owe her?
10 months.
10 months?
Well, one gets behind.
Well, I can fix you up with 2 weeks' work if you're interested.
Of course I'm interested. Where?
Here with Sir Lancelot.
I'm not interested.
No. Now, come on. You need the money, don't you?
You know I need the money.
It's only for 2 weeks while I have a golfing holiday in Devon.
You mean you want me to be Sir Lancelot's assistant
just while I'm away?
But Fanny Spratt and I are incompatible. In my last year as a student, he said he'd rather go down the mines than spend another 24 hours in my company.
He suggested you for the job.
He didn't.
Definitely. He said you'd be perfect for his private practice here. I mean, you've got as much charm and sex appeal as I have. And anyway, you could do with earning a few bob, couldn't you?
Not half.
Sir Lancelot will see you now, Dr. Benskin.
Oh, fine. Thank you, Miss Gray. We'll be right through. Would you tell him I've got Dr. Sparrow with me?
Certainly.
I say, what a super-looking nurse.
Oh, super. Miss Gray. Yeah, I'm afraid she doesn't go with the job, though.
Well, of course not.
Pity, isn't it? Have you ever seen a figure like it?
Lovely face.
I've been here 6 months. I've never even noticed her face.
I'm waiting for you two, blast you.
Sorry, sir. Just coming.
Don't look so damn nervous, Sparrow.
I'm not nervous, if any. That's a lot,
Get on through, the pair of you. You're like a couple of old women when you get together. Sit down. Now then, Benskin's told you what it's all about, I take it.
Well, not really, sir. I gather he's on holiday for 2 weeks and you want me to fill in.
Let's say that of all the medical horrors I know, you're the least likely to upset the smooth running of my practice.
Very nice of you to put it that way, sir.
The only other way I could put it, Sparrow, is to say you're too ignorant to do any damage.
I'm not quite as stupid as when I was a student, Sir Lancelot.
Don't destroy my faith in you, Sparrow. I want a junior who has no medical ability whatsoever, like Benskin here.
Yeah.
My private practice is more of a club than a medical establishment. The patients consist of old gentlemen taking out life insurance and young women suffering from too much time and money.
Well, what exactly does your junior have to do, sir?
Look after the practice when I'm not here, that's all.
Oh, well, practice makes perfect, sir, eh?
I hope I've made the right decision, Benskin.
Oh, no doubt about it, sir. Simon's full of old-world charm. The ladies will fall for him like a ton of bricks.
I don't want any passes made, Adam Sparrow. Nothing like that. It's looky-looky, no touchy-touchy.
You're safe there, sir. Simon hasn't got as far as looky-looky yet.
What are your manners like, boy?
Manners, sir?
Yeah, etiquette, that sort of thing. Get a load of damned important people in here, royalty and so on. Don't want you greeting them with, "Watcher me, old mate."
I think you find my manners are pretty good, sir.
Well, they've got to be impeccable, boy, impeccable. Like your dress.
I haven't got to wear a dress, huh?
I mean your clothes. They've got to be impeccable, too. Take it to my tailor, Benskin, and get him fitted out immediately.
Yes, sir.
Right. Now, you're off tomorrow morning, aren't you, Benskin?
That's it, sir.
Then you'd better report for duty 9 a.m. sharp, Sparrow. I run my practice like clockwork, boy. Clockwork. Any questions?
You haven't mentioned money, sir.
Money?
Yes, I don't receive that annually, do I?
We don't discuss money, boy. It's vulgar.
Yes, quite so, but I've got a very vulgar landlady.
Sir, the point is, Simon's a bit pushed for cash at the moment.
Oh, is he? Well, I'll pay you the same weekly wage as I pay Benskin.
How much is that, sir?
About twice as much as he's worth. Yeah. I don't know what I pay him. You came to an arrangement with my secretary, didn't you, Benskin?
I'll give Simon the details on the way round to the tailor's. I'm sure Sparrow won't let you down, sir.
He'd better not. I'll have his guts for stitches. Right, out of my sight, the pair of you. You'd better get a haircut too, Sparrow. You look like a Shetland pony. Short back and sides.
Blimey, it's worse than the army.
Yes, and like the army, there are two ways of getting on with me, boy. The easy way and the hard way. The easy way isn't easy.
And the hard way?
Bloody hard!
You look gorgeous, Simon. Don't you think he looks the part, Miss Gray?
Very smart, Dr. Sparrow. Black suits you.
I look like a constipated penguin.
No, you don't. And the haircut suits you, too.
A bald constipated penguin. Oh.
You are the epitome of Harley Street sophistication.
Don't give me all that soft soap. I feel a proper Burke.
Proper Burke with no hair. I see.
But would you mind clearing off on your flipping holiday?
All right, I'll send you a postcard.
Look after him, Miss Gray. Oh, my way, Benskin. I thought you were playing tennis in Land's End or John O'Groats or somewhere.
Golfing in Devon, actually, sir.
Oh, same thing. Well, get going, then.
Sure, Tony. Enjoy your golf.
Bye. By the way, Benskin, what's your handicap?
Any club you care to mention?
I see. Now, I've got to go and see this wretched singer. She says she's got laryngitis. That means you'll have to visit old Sky and Lewis.
I'm sorry, sir, I'm not quite with you.
Oh, dear. Am I going to have to tell you everything twice? Pass my black jacket, Miss Brewer. Thank you. This is my morning for old Skye and Lewis.
Who are they, sir?
There's only one, the Duke of Skye and Lewis.
Oh, the Duke of Skye and Lewis. Mm. Your morning for visiting them.
Carnation, Miss Great. Thank you, lovely. Now, this prima donna got hold of me in bed this morning.
Very nice, too, sir.
On the telephone.
Oh, sorry, sir.
I reckon she's got laryngitis.
You don't think so, sir?
Neurotic as hell. Right, I'm off. Now, you do the Duke, Sparrow, and get a move on. 9:15 is the appointment. I'll take the number one, Rose. You can take the number two. The Duke's town place is in Eaton Square. Give him the usual treatment.
Hang on a second. What's the usual treatment? Do you know what the usual treatment is, Miss Gray?
I'm afraid not, Doctor.
Well, do you know what his usual complaint is?
I'm afraid not, Doctor.
I see.
Well, good luck, Dr. Sparrow. You'd better hurry.
What? Yes, thank you. Yes, do I look all right? I've never met a Duke before. What is it I call him? My lad, sir, your honor, your holiness?
The blasted quack is late, Miltrevis.
Yes, only half a minute, Your Grace.
Now, that's what I said. He's late. I suppose Sir Lancelot thinks changing me corn platters isn't important, huh?
No, I'm sure that's not the case, Your Grace.
No, I pay him enough for doing it. I wager he's with one of those blasted national health patients. Ah, that'll be Sir Lancelot. Now, hurry up, Miltrevis.
Very good, Your Grace. Shall I show him in here?
Yes.
Good morning, Your Dukeship.
I am the butler, sir.
Are you? Oh, are you? I'm terribly sorry. I'm a bit flustered, Your Butlership. Flustered.
Can I help you, sir?
Yes, I've called to see the Duke, sir, of Skye, and how's your father?
The Duke of Skye and Lewis.
Yes, that's them. Him.
Who are you from, if I may ask, sir?
I'm the man for the medicine. The doctor. Sir Lancelot couldn't make it, you see.
Oh, dear.
No, he was in bed this morning when this actress got onto him unexpectedly. The telephone got onto him.
I thought Dr. Benskin was Sir Lancelot's assistant.
Oh, yes, he is. He's on holiday, you see. I'm just temporary.
I see.
Yes.
Dr. Benskin seemed a most reliable young man.
Yes, well, I think you'll find me. I'm a bit, just as I say, flustered, but I...
Your name, Doctor?
Oh, yes, rather. Sparrow. Dr. Sparrow, I studied under Sir Lancelot at St. Swithin's, you see, so I think you'll find me...
This way, Doctor.
Oh, thank you, yes. Nice little place you've got here.
Come in!
Hang on a second. Look, when I address the Duke, what do I say?
Your Grace.
You mean? For what we are about to receive?
Come in!
Dr. Sparrow.
How do you do, Grace?
What?
Apparently, Sir Lancelot is unable to attend you this morning, Your Grace.
Well, infernal cheek, and who the devil are you, young man?
Dr. Sparrow, Grace.
Your Grace.
I beg your pardon?
Your Grace.
Am I? Oh, I see. Yes, see, of course, yes. I'm Dr. Sparrow, Your Grace.
What's the matter with Sprat?
Nothing, sir. No, he's as fit as a fiddle, thank you.
About the blazes isn't he here?
Well, he had to see a lady about her throat, a laryngitis.
Well, it is morning to call on me, damn it.
Yes, Grace. Your Grace. But this was an emergency, you see, an emergency. I'm his assistant, you understand, so he sent me. But I think you'll find me nearly as charming and sexy.
Well, I hope you know what you're doing. That's the main thing.
Oh, yes, yes, not to worry. I've got my little black bag here.
Well, come on, come on. Off you go, Maltrap.
Would you care for coffee, Your Grace?
No, not for me. You don't want any coffee, he is better.
Well, I wouldn't mind.
No, he doesn't. Now, clear off, Maltrap.
What a nice little place you've got here, Your Grace.
Sorry, this is a townhouse, townhouse.
How the other half live, eh? All those wonderful portraits, my word. Let's look at that lot. Good Lord. Who's that angry old devil in the frock coat?
My father.
Sorry.
Now, come on, young man. I've got to get to the House of Lords before 10 o'clock, and I want to get dressed.
Oh, yes, of course. And now, what seems to be the trouble?
Well, haven't the Bob Shirley Spratt told you what you were coming for?
Well, he said the usual treatment...
Well, that's right. Well, hurry up, then.
Yes. The usual treatment for the usual complaint.
Well, that's it. Well, get on with it, boy.
Yes. How is the usual complaint?
Well, the same. Give me Jip.
Jip? Yes. Well, I think you better take all your clothes off.
What?
A dressing gown, pyjamas, slippers. I must examine you.
What are you for?
Well, to see how your usual complaint is.
And for that, you want me, Starkus?
Yes, please, Harry. Grace.
Are you sure you're a qualified doctor?
Oh, definitely.
And you want all my clothes off?
Yes, please.
To change me corn plaster.
I beg your pardon?
You want all my clothes off to change me corn plaster?
Yes, please.
Why?
I beg your pardon?
Well, why do you want all my clothes off to change me corn plaster?
That's a very good question, Your Grace.
And what's the answer, Dr. Sparrow?
Well, I want your clothes off so that I can... Well, so I can see if the corns have spread.
Spread?
Yes. Corns can spread, you know. Oh, yes, they can spread up the shin bone, up the knee. If you start attacking the fatty tissue of the stomach, you get...
You get what?
Corn beef. A corn stomach. It's very painful, sir. Terribly painful. And if they're not seen to, it could lead to surgery, which may in turn leave nasty scars on Grace's tummy.
What the hell are you talking about?
Travelling corns.
Me corns are on me feet where they've always been.
Well, it's very probably, Your Grace. You see, I'm only suggesting that you might have travelled. And this, in turn, might prevent Your Grace taking your seat in the house.
Huh?
Well, when I say seat, I'm naturally referring to the seat in the house, not to the seat of Your Grace. So you know how you say the carpets of people, you know? They're everywhere. Everywhere.
So you really must pull yourself together, Kitty.
Oh, Lancelot, am I being a silly bee?
A very pretty silly bee. That's all in the mind, my dear. No laryngitis, no swollen glands, nothing. You're as right as rain. You'll sing like a bird tonight.
Oh, Lancelot, darling.
There's nothing wrong with you that a month in the south of France won't put right when you've finished your season.
If my doctor would come with me.
I don't know what Lady Spratt would say about that.
I can feel my laryngitis coming on again.
Oh, Kitty.
Well, sitting in my bedroom holding hands doesn't seem a good time to remind me of your wife.
Seems a very good time to remind you. And I'm holding your hand in my professional capacity.
You're mad about me.
I think you're a delightful person.
I'm mad about you. I think you're gorgeous. I think you're a sexy beast.
You're entitled to your opinion, my dear.
Hello? Hello, yes, this is Miss Buckingham. Yes, he is. 1 minute, please. That nurse of yours with that come-hither voice.
No, Miss Gray. Yes, what? Silly young fool. Yes, I'll be right back. Sorry, my dear, I must dash back to Harley Street.
But, my darling, you've only been here 10 minutes.
Can't be helped. Spot a bother with a new assistant.
You're rushing back to that, Miss Gray.
Of course I'm not. I'll ring later.
Don't leave me, darling.
Now rest in bed for the rest of the day and take your tonic.
I love you, Lancelot.
3 times daily after meals.
Yum, yum.
Yes, please. Let me go.
But I want you here, darling.
I must go.
It is that nurse, isn't it?
No.
That phone call was all right.
No, I assure you.
He's getting the couch ready now, isn't he?
I'll telephone you later.
Darling!
Why the hell didn't you ask him what was wrong with him, you twit?
I didn't want to appear ignorant.
Ah, you silly fool.
I thought if I kept the conversation going long enough, it would slip out.
Slip out?
His ailment. You know, I thought he'd mention it, but he didn't. By the time he did, I'd already told him to strip.
Oh, no.
Well, then I'm afraid I...
You what?
Well, so whenever I get nervous, I tend to talk rather a lot, and before I knew where I was examining him for corns on his stomach. And to both our surprise, we found some.
You found corns on his Grace's stomach?
Well, warts, to be precise.
Warts?
Yes. That seemed to impress His Grace, you see, because it confirmed my diagnosis of travelling corns.
What corns?
Travelling, sir. And that's when His Grace began to be rather impolite about you, sir.
What?
Well, he said you'd been treating his corns for years and never warned him that they might start travelling.
You wretched you.
I stuck up for you, sir.
Oh, thank you.
But His Grace still seemed determined to have me as his doctor instead of you.
What?
I'm terribly sorry, sir. I'll split the fee with you.
The treacherous boy.
But I think you'll have to perform the operation to remove the warts.
Operation?
Well, that was the only solution I could think of.
I must get round to Eaton Square immediately. And Sparrow, if you so much as lay a finger on another of my patients, Miss Gray.
Sir Lancelot?
I'm going round to see the Duke of Skye and...
Yes, Sir Lancelot.
And I'll take the rolls.
Number one or two?
Number one.
Surely good. Number two's in the garage.
Why?
I'm afraid I ran into the back of a car while parking.
I may kill you when I return, Sparrow.
Don't hurry back, sir. Getting upset like that can't be good for his blood pressure, you know. Blimey, he's decided to kill me now.
Good morning, Sir Raymond.
I just passed Sir Lancelot's going out. Will he be long, do you know?
He has an appointment in Eaton Square.
Oh, hell, I tried to catch his attention, but he seemed to have something on his mind.
Murder.
I beg your pardon.
You seem to be in some sort of pain, sir.
My back, it's killing me.
Ah, well, you better go through into the consulting room.
You're a colleague of Sir Lancelot's, are you?
Right-hand man. I will keep you a moment.
No. Back. Must have twisted something last night when I fell off the throne.
You what?
I fell off the throne.
Miss Gray, does he mean what I think he means?
The royal throne. He's doing Henry at the moment.
Doing Henry?
Henry the Fifth of the Old Vic. Oh, don't tell me you didn't recognize him. That's Sir Raymond Beecham.
Beecham? The actor?
Mm.
Is it really? Well, no wonder I didn't recognize him. He's usually covered in beards and whiskers and things. He's wonderful.
I'll never forget his Macbeth. Did you see it?
Fabulous.
Did you catch his Shylock on the telly the other night?
No, but I've heard his belt on the radio. I'll go and see. I tell you what, I'll go and see what's up with his back.
Oh, Dr. Sparrow, Sir Lancelot said you weren't to lay a finger on another of his patients.
Sir Raymond's in agony.
Sir Lancelot will kill you.
It is my duty under the Hippocratic Oath to alleviate pain and suffering. Excuse me. Sorry to have kept you, Sir Raymond.
Damn back.
Yes, X-ray, that's the first thing, X-ray. Then some gentle manipulation, I think. We certainly got all the equipment to hand, have we?
What? Oh, yes.
Yes, my word, yes. We like to give our patients the best. You'd better strip completely, sir. Now we'll need all-round pictures.
I'll undress behind the screen, shall I?
Yes, that's right, yes. I used to appear in the St. Swithin Medical College end-of-term plays, you know. Yes, did you see any of those?
No, I'm afraid not.
Ah, busy, I suppose.
Yes. You... Sit a disc, you know.
I was going to see. Because you usually do straight stuff, don't you?
Straight stuff?
Yeah, all that Shakespeare, that sort of thing.
Usually, yes.
Yes, my métier was comedy, you know.
Is that so? Shall I lie on the X-ray table?
Oh, yes, please, yes. I'll give you a hand.
Job!
Ah, hurts, does it?
Yes.
Well, if you will go falling off the loo, the throne. I tell you what, you lie on the jolly old tum-tum, will you?
Oh.
Just take a few jolly old snaps, shall we?
Yes.
Not for publicity, of course. I can see what the caption in the newspapers would be. You've seen Sir Raymond's ague cheek. Now, here's his bottom. You get the subtle play on words, Sir Raymond?
Yes.
I'll just have a couple of pictures on your side, please.
Joe!
Yeah, you definitely put it out, sir. Right there.
Yeah!
That is the place, isn't it?
Yes, yes, but just take the pictures, please, Doctor.
Yeah, just one more. There. 2 minutes and we'll have the negatives. Marvellous machine. All mod cons here, you know. Everything including hot and cold running nurses. I'm off again. There I go again, you see. Sit them in. Certainly chosen the right team coming to Spratt and Sparrow. Now, a little manipulation.
No. I think possibly not.
No. Doctor knows best. There we are. Now, how's that, Sir Raymond?
Oh, yes. That feels fine.
Ah, that's definitely the place. I think a little pressure applied.
No. Please, down.
I know. An injection.
An injection?
To kill the pain.
No, I'll be quite all right.
No. Nothing but the best. Got to get you right for the show. Show must go on, eh? Sit tight for a moment. I'll ask Miss Gray to prepare a jolly old needle. We'll keep you a sec. I say, well, you just lie there and relax. Go through your lines.
Oh, for a muse of fire.
Miss Gray, would you prepare a Novocaine injection, please?
Novocaine?
For Sir Raymond.
A very good doctor.
There's a far, far better thing I do now.
Where is he?
I beg your pardon.
Sir Lancelot.
He's out, I'm afraid.
No, he's not. He said he was coming back here.
Well, I'm his assistant. Perhaps
I want Lancelot. Where's that girl of his?
You mean Miss Gray?
Delilah!
Is that another name? How lovely.
They're in there together, aren't they?
No, no. Miss Gray's in the dressing room preparing an injection.
They're together.
No, you can't go in there. He's Starker's on the table.
I knew it.
No, not him. Madam, come away, please. I've got a patient in there. Please control yourself.
Out of my way.
Madam, please.
I'll kill them.
I think you're mad.
I love him.
Who?
Lancelot.
I know you're mad.
That's the one.
I told you Miss Gray was in the dressing room.
Then he's in there with someone else.
Come away.
Lancelot. Lancelot!
Miss Limey, we're going to have a bit of Camelot now.
I love you, my darling.
Madam, please, pull yourself together. I beseech you. I shall be struck down. Struck off. I've got to get back to my patient.
Sir Lancelot's in there doing his worst.
Sir Raymond's in there doing his Henry. Now, please, let me get back to him or he'll catch cold.
I'm going in.
You can't.
I can't.
You can't.
Lancelot.
Stop it.
My darling.
You're causing a hell of a draw.
What's going on in there?
Come away.
I won't.
You will. Oh, my goodness.
You ripped my dress off.
I'm terribly sorry.
You magnificent brute.
I beg your pardon?
That's the most wonderful thing that's ever happened to me.
I can't believe that. Look here, put it on again, please.
No, I don't want to put it on again. I want you.
No, please. I must get back to my Starker's patient.
Darling.
Madam, please, put me down.
Darling.
Please, I'm temporary. And I'm nervous. And I'm not used to anything like this before lunch.
Take me, darling.
I don't want you, madam.
I shall scream.
Very well, let's scream.
All right, I will. Ah! You struck a woman.
I'm terribly sorry.
You're wonderful.
Please, put your dress on and go home. I must get back to my patient.
I'm going in with you.
Stay out there.
What the devil's going on in this place?
Nothing to worry about. Keep calm.
I am calm.
Yes, it's me you're shaking, yes.
Get me in. Open the door.
Everything's perfectly all right, Sir Raymond.
What's that woman doing?
Rehearsing.
What for?
Orpheus in the underwear.
Darling.
Go away or I'll spank you.
Promises.
I've never known anything like this in my life.
It's just one of those days. Go away or I'll belt you one.
You don't know what?
Blimey. Fanny. Oh.
Why is Miss Buckingham semi-nude? Good heavens, Sir Raymond.
Ah, you know Sir Starker, don't you? Sir Raymond. I mean, Sir Raymond, Sir Fanny, Sir Lancelot.
Where's my magnificent young man?
Miss Buckingham, do you know Sir Raymond?
Never mind the introductions.
Well, I feel there should be an explanation. You see, the reason Miss Buckingham isn't wearing her dress...
Tell me about the orgy later.
Yes, of course.
I'd just like to know why everybody you treat ends up in the nude.
I'm doing all the right things to start with, sir. Chatting up the patient, making jokes about his belt and his bottom.
What?
Well, when I say belt, I'm referring to his performance.
The point is, you wretched sparrow, I told you not to interfere with my patients further.
Your patients what?
The scene looked like something out of a blue French film.
Well, I've never seen any of those. Will you go to see
me? Shut up. You only started this morning. You practically ruined my entire practice.
I'm very sorry, sir.
Sorry, you're damn lucky I don't report you to the medical council. You already pinched two of my patients.
Two?
The Duke and Miss Buckingham.
Miss Buckingham?
She says she thinks you last longer than I will. And as for Sir Raymond Beecham, he doesn't know whether to sue me first and then change his doctor or vice versa. In this envelope, Sparrow, is your fortnight's salary, and I suggest you take the remainder of your time off.
You mean you don't want me to come in anymore?
Precisely. Give medicine a rest for a while.
Yes, I will.
About 50 years or so. One other thing, Sparrow. I've drafted letters to the Duke of Skye and Lewis and to Miss Buckingham, both from you, declining their kind suggestion that you should become their medical advisor. There you are. They just require your signature.
Oh, I see. Yes, well, that seems all right. There is one thing, sir. If I do this little favor for you, perhaps you'd do one for me.
Oh, what's that?
Well, there's a small matter of some back rent owing to my landlady.
I'm not paying your back rent, blaster.
Oh, well, I'm not sure whether I can afford to pass up two such lucrative patients.
Damn it, that's blackmail.
No, sir, extortion. Besides, I am giving up quite a lot turning down their offer. I mean, with a couple of patients like that, I could start my own practice in Harley Street, probably in the same building as this.
I'll pay.
Thank you, sir. I'll sign. There we are.
That's it. Right, sir. Goodbye, Sparrow.
Good morning, sir.
By the way, how much back rent do you owe?
10 months, that's all. Good day, sir.
Good.
Sir
In that episode of Doctor at Large, written by Ray Cooney, the parts were played as follows. Simon Sparrow, Richard Bryars, Sir Lancelot Spratt, Geoffrey Sumner, Tony Benskin, Ray Cooney, the Duke, Howard Marion Crawford, Sir Raymond Beecham, Richard Caldecott, Mal Travers, the butler, Gerard Green, the nurse, Rosalind Adams, and Kitty Buckingham, guest star, Fenella Fielding. Doctor at Large was adapted from the original novel by Richard Gordon and produced by David Hatch.